Can members of one race be more resilient than members of another? I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Shervin Asari, research investigator in the Department of Psychiatry at the University of Michigan, details the reasons this might be.
We call people resilient not only based on their health, but also their environmental risk factors. Different from the concept of healthy, resilient refers to individuals who are able to maintain the highest possible health under adversities. For my research, I compare social groups for their resilience. Of course, white Americans are the healthiest group in the United States, but not necessarily the most resilient one. Whites do worse than blacks under the same level of adversity. In other terms, if whites are exposed to the harsh environment, their health would decline faster than blacks. But what does my research actually show? I have found that regardless of its type, whether it is low education, unemployment, anger, depression, lack of control over life, when something is bad, it's worse for whites. These findings hold for a wide range of risk factors, outcomes, settings, and age groups. But why do whites and blacks differ in their resilience? I have proposed a social and evolutionary explanation. As for centuries, blacks have lived a difficult life. For the sake of their survival, they should have found effective ways to deal with their harsh environment. This may have given them a systematic resilience. I see vulnerability as a cost of privilege and resilience as a gift of adversity. Why? Very simple. What doesn't kill you makes you stronger.
That was Shervin Asari of the University of Michigan. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.